Matt, tell us about this Buffalo Bulls team that's coming into Knoxville on Saturday and the season just completed.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bulls team is playing some pretty good basketball. They've won 14 of their last 15. They just pretty much cruised through the MAC tournament with 15-point victory, 39-point victory, and then obviously a championship game that the score looks a little bit closer than that game was played. So, you know, they're playing with a lot of motivation right now. You know, always getting a crack to play in the big dance. You know, when you're a little old Buffalo is going to kind of ramp up the energy and the intensity from these players. Not new to this situation either. You know, this is the fourth trip in 6 years. They've won a game in the NCAA tournament the last two times they've been. They won two games two trips ago where they went to the Sweet 16. So, you know, this is a Buffalo Bulls team that, you know, albeit doesn't, you know, go to the tournament every single year with a program like Tennessee does. But, you know, when they do, they've seemed to take advantage of their chances.
Matt Matias, their play-by-play voice. Tell us a little bit about little old Buffalo, a little bit about the school, Matt.
Sure. Plus I say little old Buffalo. I, you know, basketball program-wise, it's little old Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's a big school, 30,000 kids.
Oh.
Obviously a big metropolis. You know, obviously everyone knows them for the Bills and the Sabres. Out in western New York, short drive up to Toronto. It's cold, like everyone says. It's not that cold, though. I don't know why we get such a bad rap. It snows just like most of the Northeast does. This is a program that, since head coach Felicia Leggett Jack took over, they were the doormat of a mediocre conference, you know, 7 or 8 wins a year. And since then, it's been 20 wins a season, you know, NCAA tournament bids, MAC conference championships. So, yeah, it's little old Buffalo, I say, program-wise. But, you know, it's a big school. We got some great facilities, and we've been able to get some really good players coming to play for us here the last few years.
So that's roughly, what, 5,000-7,000 more than Tennessee has student-wise. Yeah, little old Buffalo.
Little
nice.
Buffalo.
Tell us a little bit about the coach, Matt. You talk about what they've been able to do since you got there. Tell us a little bit about the coach and a little bit about the roster and players that you can be looking for on Saturday.
Sure. So Coach Jack, one of the all-time greats in our game in women's college basketball, she, you know, came from Syracuse, where she played her days at. She actually had her number retired at Syracuse, the first women's college athlete ever to have their number retired in the Dome earlier this season. The city of Syracuse has a day named after her. She spent some time as an assistant at Michigan State, a head coach at Hofstra, head coach at Indiana, actually, for a few years. So Coach Jack coming from the Big Ten when she took this job here at Buffalo, and is just one of the most phenomenal motivators you could imagine. She just does such a good job at getting the best out of her players, which is what you have to do when you're fighting for recruits just a few hours down the thruway with Syracuse, or you head a little bit south, you've got Pittsburgh. You know, there's Power Five schools in the area. So Coach Jack has to be able, you know, to convince these players to come play in the MAC, and that's exactly what she's done. I mean, you had Sierra Dillard a few years back and drafted in the second round of the WNBA. And this year, you've got some pro prospects. Sixth-year senior Summer Hemphill, actually a hometown kid from Buffalo, has dealt with some knee injuries the last couple of years, which is why she's here still on her sixth year. But she's the senior leader of this team. You know, she's averaging about 14 points, over 10 rebounds a game. But really, the star of this team is the junior De'Asia Fair, who is top five in the country in scoring for her third consecutive year. She's done it as a freshman, sophomore, and now as a junior. She was the 13th fastest player in the history of the sport to score 1,000 points. She's already scored 2,000 points, and she's still a junior. She's averaging 24 a game and just is incredibly, incredibly hard to guard. And she's done it on some big stages. She scored 20-plus against South Carolina, Syracuse, Oregon, you know, some of the bigger programs that we've played. And really, De'Asia Fair is the head of the snake for this Buffalo Bulls team. And just one more player I want to throw, the rookie of the year, Georgia Woolley. In our conference, she actually is coming off a 29-point game against Ball State in our championship, where that freshman went and scored 22 of those points in the second half. So, you know, that's sort of the big three for Buffalo. They're very deep, a lot of subs. They play a lot of bodies. But really, when you think of Buffalo Bulls basketball, De'Asia Fair is absolutely the person you think of.
Pretty diverse roster. I'm seeing Australia. You mentioned one of them just then. England, Canada. Of course, Canada's not that far away, but pretty diverse recruiting base there.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It all kind of started the Australian pipeline, as we call it. One of our best players ever, Stephanie Reed. We had 4 Australians on our team when we went to the Sweet 16, beating South Florida and Florida State. And one of our assistant coaches at the time, Cherie Cordoba, was from Australia. So that sort of started that pipeline there. And we've just found out that there are some really, really good players in Australia that for whatever reason other colleges don't tap into, and we're happy for that because our freshman Georgia Woolley is excellent. Nigeria, we've had a couple of really good players come through from. As you mentioned, England, we've got a pair from Germany. So, yeah, you know, Coach Jack definitely doesn't just limit herself to not only Western New York or America, but she's looking for the diamonds in the rough overseas. And it's really paid off for her because some of the, you know, higher end programs won't put that effort in because there's such good players that will come play from, like a Tennessee, right? I mean, it speaks for themselves. Tennessee, you know, always will draw the best players in our country. So Buffalo's got to look elsewhere, and sometimes it works out for them.
How did Lainey Bone from Chattanooga wind up at Buffalo?
That's a good question. I think it's Coach Jack for you. Lainey actually redshirted this year. We're excited to have her, you know, back and ready to go next season. But I honestly, that's the Coach Jack effect. She can draw people away from any of the places that want to come play for her.
How do they match up from what you've been able to see so far, Matt, with this Tennessee team they'll be facing on Saturday?
You know, it's going to be tough, to be honest with you guys. Down in the post, you know, I'm looking at the height of this Vols team, and it's pretty intimidating. I mean, a couple of 6'5", the 6'6". We just don't have that height, you know, so that's definitely going to be an area of concern. Now, you can neutralize height, obviously. You guys know boxing out and that type of thing, but definitely the post players scare me. I'm curious. Jordan Horston hasn't played recently. I saw a video of her recently shooting. I know she had an elbow issue, and she's sort of the star of this Tennessee team. So I think we're a little curious to see if Horston is going to play or not. If she doesn't, you know, you've got a guard in De'Asia Fair that is going to be an absolute nuisance to take care of. So that's going to be interesting if Horston plays or not.
As far as this venue, it's obviously a historic venue, Thompson Bowling Arena, but where else have you been with this team?
Well, let's see. We've been, like I said, out to Oregon. We've played Stanford twice,
okay.
South Carolina twice, UConn, South Florida, Florida State, Rutgers, Georgetown, Clemson, St. John's. You know, we've been to some good spots over the years. And that's always what Coach Jack tries to do. Some of those are postseason games where you just kind of get matched up, but a lot of those are just scheduled by Coach Jack and our athletic department trying to you know, get out and get as tough of a schedule as possible in the out-of-conference. We're super excited to get to Tennessee. You know, there were a few draws that we could have gotten in the tournament that we weren't psyched about as far as, you know, teams we've already played or places we've been, but obviously a huge, huge task to beat Tennessee. But, you know, just beyond the game, it's going to be an awesome experience for our kids and our staff to get down there and see such an awesome college town and a really cool venue.
When are they coming? Thursday night, Friday morning?
I think we're doing Thursday afternoon. That's the plan for now. We're going to fly down, get settled in Thursday night, hopefully get some shots up and some practice Friday, get some food and whatnot, enjoy the town a little bit, and then get ready to go to war on Saturday afternoon.
There you go. Where can they find your broadcast, Matt?
You can find it on 1520 The Bet, WWKB in Buffalo. It's also streaming on the Varsity app, the iHeartRadio app. So there's a couple of different places people can catch my call.
Safe travels, man. We appreciate your time so much this morning.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to getting down there.
Likewise. Be safe. Matt Mattia, play-by-play voice, Buffalo Bulls.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.